The Federal Communications Commission has voted to relax the rules on media consolidation. It has overturned a ban which prevented companies that own a television station in the country's 20 largest markets from also owning a newspaper. It's a 32-year-old ban overturned yesterday. The vote was 3-2 down party lines, with Republicans in favor and Democrats vehemently opposed. Here to tell us what it all means is the great David Folkenflik. He reports on media for NPR. Hi, David.
Good morning, William. How are you?
I've never been better to be talking to you on this morning. Tell me what this means. So,
I think what this means is that the FCC is giving the green light for the big to get bigger. If you look over recent decades in the media, as in many other industries, whether if you think about oil or film or whatever, there's been an extraordinary range of consolidation. And this is a measured relaxation in the sense that there are a lot of restrictions and stipulations. It, at least at first blush, appears to be limited to the top 20 markets in the country. Cross ownership is this thing where you can't own the newspaper and a television station in the same town. Well, you know, actually, in a lot of markets, that's already the case. This was passed 32 years ago, this ban, and so a lot of companies were grandfathered in. A lot of companies were given waivers, particularly if you think of the Tribune Company when it bought the LA Times' parent company and got a bunch of really high-level newspapers, the Hartford Courant, Newsday, the Baltimore Sun, which is my old paper, the LA Times. Suddenly it owned, and very intentionally, it owned newspapers and television stations in the same town.
And the danger there, David, is essentially that the newspaper will then not report fairly on the television station and vice versa? Is that the fear?
Well, actually, the funny you should raise that, I was in that precise position when I was at the Baltimore Sun, which had just been purchased by Tribune, and suddenly we were in a partnership with Channel 2 in town. It was not actually owned by Tribune, although there was some discussion that might possibly play out in the future. And people, you know, were instantly accusing me of it. I, you know, responded by breaking the news of the partnership and then making fun of the ownership of the newspaper of the television station.
Attaboy.
But actually, that's not it. The real question is whether there's a diversity of voices in any given market. The FCC regulates broadcasting and not newspapers, but the cross-ownership ban is the notion of, in any market, you know, are citizens being served by there being enough of an array of distinct voices journalistically that if there's one way or approach or point of view from a media outlet, are there others to counter it? That is, you know, the old-fashioned marketplace of ideas. This is saying some consolidation is necessary. Chairman Martin says it's important to consider the financial fortunes of newspapers because they've really been struggling. You know, the burst of internet where you have essentially a free channel of distribution, even of their information, they don't know quite how to charge it and still make money, and they don't know how to give it away free and get the same money from in revenues from advertisers online. He's saying they really need this to be able to couple with TV stations, get more revenues, maybe save money in the back room, and keep newspapers vibrant.
Well,
you know, it is a solution, by the way, that satisfies almost no one.
Well, I was going to ask, do newspapers fall under the aegis of the FCC?
Newspapers don't. But because of this rule that was created by their law, that was created by, you know, Congress in 1975, I guess it was, about limiting the ability of companies to own both the newspapers and TV stations, you know, it got a foot in the door for regulation of what newspaper companies are allowed to own. That is, you know, it very much does regulate what kind of broadcast outlets companies that own newspapers in town can own. So although it's not a direct part of the FCC's mandate to do this, to think about the vibrancy of newspapers, it, you know, the chairman can legitimately say, hey, I'm the guy charged with looking out for the vibrancy of the media for Americans, and newspapers were part of my charge.
Well,
in this case, he's saying in the top 20 markets, where there are eight voices when you combine primary newspapers and television stations, we may allow one of the smaller stations to be owned by the same company as the newspaper. To be honest, the newspaper companies say that doesn't go nearly far enough.
Huh.
They want to go in more of the markets, and they don't want the size of the stations to be regulated.
Well, not to be Ron Paul about it, but here are the Republicans, it seems, the White House and the Republicans on the FCC, seeming to prop up the newspaper business. I mean, that's their stated purpose, to help the newspaper business survive. Since when is the Republican side of the politics interested in intervening in commerce? I thought they were the laissez-faire party. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you know, I mean, it all depends on what your definition of a newspaper company is. This is not really so much for the pure newspaper company like the Washington Post Company, or the which actually has a, you know, significant side businesses and education services, or you know, something like McClatchy, which is essentially a pure newspaper company. This will really help in the short term anyway, companies like the Tribune Company and News Corp, Rupert
right.
Murdoch's, you know, media conglomerate
right.
that, you know, has just purchased Dow Jones and therefore will owns a New York Post and the Wall Street Journal and two major stations here in the nation's largest city in New York. This basically is saying that's not going to be a problem. There are a lot of smaller markets in which these companies operate, too. You know, Hartford in Connecticut is not in the top 20 markets. But if I'm remembering correctly, Tribune at the moment owns the daily newspaper, the weekly newspaper, and two television stations there.
Huh.
You know, that's the kind of market where they're going to need some help to be able to hold on to that. They've been given a waiver, but, you know, long term, they want the ability to do that. You know,
yes.
The funny thing is that I haven't seen a lot of evidence supporting the fact that newspapers thrive more as a result of owning TV stations in town.
Well, you're going to have to keep track of it for us and come back and tell us more about it. I find this to be an incredibly interesting story. And thank you, David Folkenflik, the great NPR media reporter, for your insights this morning.
Always good to join you.
All right, man.